Jeff Keener isn't sure when he started playing baseball, but if he had to guess, it was around 9 or 10 years old. He was born in Pena, Illinois, but grew up in Albion, Illinois. His father, John Keener, was the head baseball coach of Edwards County High School and was inducted into the Illinois High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame in 1979. And, as you might expect, John was influential in Jeff's life and playing career. As Jeff got older, he became more aware of his baseball talent. One realization stemmed from a simple father-son catch in the yard.
And I remember I used to play catch with my dad in the backyard a lot, and he would catch me, and I'd throw my, you know, work on my pitching, my curveballs and all. And I threw a pitch to him sidearm one time, and he kind of snagged it, and it was hard for him to catch, I remember. And he said, "There's nobody going to hit that pitch." And, it stuck in my mind, and I didn't really know what I had done differently. But when I threw that pitch, people had trouble hitting it.
After a good season his junior year in high school, an injury his senior season made Jeff wonder if he'd play anywhere after that.
Well, after my senior year, I had nowhere to go. There was nobody that was interested in me. We had junior colleges 15 miles away, 25 miles away from where I live, and they weren't interested. And so I was kind of fortunate in that a guy named Rich Hacker, who played at SIU and then played in the big leagues, he had gotten the job at Southeastern Illinois Junior College and had seen me pitch my junior year.
Shortly after, Hacker had Jeff join the team at Southeastern Illinois College and also advised him to continue throwing sidearm. Jeff saw improvement in his game thanks to his sinking fastball and vicious curve. During Jeff's sophomore season at SIC, he got a visit from then-Kentucky head coach Keith Madison. Jeff and two others on the team ended up signing with Madison at Kentucky. In his first season at UK, Jeff went 7-4 as a starting pitcher in his junior season with an earned run average around 3. Jeff says a change in role on the team the following season helped him become a better pitcher.
My senior year, Coach Madison said, "I think we're just going to use you in relief this year." And that kind of worked out to be, I had things all along that people helped me with, but that's really kind of where I guess I started really doing well.
Jeff compiled a 13-1 record with a .51 ERA in his senior season, which put him at All-American status and helped lead the UK team to a school record 39 wins. That summer, Jeff received news that would change his life.
The Cardinals had called. Virgil Melvin, a guy from Heron, had scouted in this area a long time, called and said they wanted me to go over and throw for them at St. Louis before a ball game.
The Cardinals liked what they saw that day from Keener, and in the 1981 Major League Baseball draft, chose him in the 7th round with the 6th pick.
Playing for the Cardinals was a highlight for me because I grew up being a Cardinal fan. That was when I was a kid, we used to get to go to watch one game a year, and that was the team I listened to at night and that sort of thing, Jack Buck and Harry Carey on the radio.
With a need for relief pitching in St. Louis and AAA affiliate Memphis, just 1 year after entering professional baseball, Keener was called up to the majors. At 23 years old, he made his debut for the Cardinals on June 8, 1982 at Montreal's Olympic Stadium.
I go to St. Louis, I fly from Little Rock, I go to the gate. I don't know anybody there. I'd seen those guys play on TV. We weren't around each other in spring training. So Whitey Herzog, I hear him, I see him, I know who he is just by seeing him on TV. And I hear him say, "I'm looking for my new pitcher." And so I go over and introduce myself, and he's very nice, and they all take care of me. We get on the airplane to go to Montreal, and they hand me more money in meal money than I was making in 2 weeks after taxes with my double-A salary. This is going to be all right.
Keener's first MLB game didn't go without a little pregame drama. Since he was in the midst of moving from minor to major leagues, he didn't have a chance to collect his new gear. He showed up to the game with only a hat, uniform, and stirrups. It took a little help from fellow pitcher Bob Forsch before Jeff was game ready. His first appearance in the majors was a very memorable one.
And I went in the game with the bases loaded and two out, and I struck out Tim Wallach, I think, to end the inning, and then had a 1-2-3 next inning, and had a good evening. The next night I went in, I think I gave up 3 straight hits, so it all equaled out.
That 1982 season, the Cardinals would go on to win the division, the NL pennant, and eventually the World Series over the Milwaukee Brewers. Jeff compiled a 1.61 ERA that season along with a 1-1 record in a relieving role. Jeff made just 4 appearances the next year in what would end up being his final MLB season. Now, Jeff spends his working days in education. He is currently the principal of Murfreesboro Middle School after receiving his master's degree in education from SIUC. As the Cardinals have clinched a playoff berth for the 5th straight year, Keener is very grateful to have been a part of the history and tradition of the St. Louis Cardinal organization. For WSIU Radio, I'm Anthony Wilder.